Welcome to K Creation Podcast. I'm your host, Ashton, and today we're going to talk about Google Analytics and its use as a tool for measuring a business website's success. But before we dive into that, let's talk about some of the latest topics in California. With the ongoing pandemic, businesses in California have had to adapt to survive. We're seeing an increase in online shopping, and businesses that have been able to pivot to e-commerce are seeing success. We're also seeing a shift in the way businesses approach marketing, with a focus on digital marketing to reach customers where they are spending most of their time or online. Now let's talk about how Google Analytics can help businesses measure the success of their website. Google Analytics is a free web analytics service that provides valuable insights into a website's traffic and user behavior. By tracking website traffic, measuring engagement, and making data-driven decisions, businesses can improve their website's performance and ultimately drive business success. So why is it important to measure website success? The answer is simple.
Your website is your virtual storefront.
It's where potential customers go to learn about your business and make purchasing decisions. If your website is not meeting your business goals, you could be missing out on potential sales. Google Analytics can help you track website traffic and understand how users are engaging with your content. You can track page views, bounce rates, time on page, and conversion rates to gain insights into how users are interacting with your website. This information can help you identify areas where you need to improve and optimize your website for better results. But how do you integrate Google Analytics with your website? It's a relatively simple process that involves adding a tracking code to your website's ADL code. Once you've done that, you'll start to see data flowing into your Google Analytics account. Now that you have your data, how do you read it? Let's go over a few key metrics to keep an eye on. The first metric is sessions, which measures the number of visits to your website. The second is page views, which measures the total number of pages viewed by users. The third is bounce rate, which measures the percentage of users who leave your website after viewing only one page. The fourth is time on page, which measures how long users spend on a specific page. Finally, the fifth metric is conversion rate, which measures the percentage of users who take a desired action on your website, such as making a purchase or filling out a form. By analyzing these metrics, you can identify areas where your website is performing well and areas where you need to make improvements. For example, if you notice a high bounce rate on a particular page, you may want to investigate why users are leaving and make changes to that page to make it more engaging. So, how can you use this data to improve sales? Here are a few tips. Identify areas where users are dropping off. Use the data to identify which pages have the highest bounce rates or where users are abandoning their shopping carts. Make changes to these pages to make them more user-friendly and encourage users to stay on your site. Optimize high-performing pages. Identify pages that are performing well and optimize them further to drive even more traffic and conversion.
Use A/B testing.
Test different versions of your website to see which version performs better. You can use A/B testing to test everything from your website's design to your call to action button. Integrating Google Analytics with your website is an essential part of measuring your website's success. By analyzing the data collected by Google Analytics, you can make informed decisions about your website's content, design, and marketing strategy. And that's it for today's episode of Ka Creation.